Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. It's, look, you know what it is? It's the world of technology. That's right. We are Tech-the-Hulk. I'll tell you something. We are all technically challenged. That's right. So, but anyway, Lenny Melnick right here. As I'm giving instructions on the right side, okay? On the right side. Okay, just trying to tell people how to log into the site. So anyway, we are here on the website as once again Blog Talk Radio has failed us. And it's interesting, I was talking to Trucker Rob in the chat room, in the Blog Talk chat room, and then all of a sudden, yeah, that's right, Trucker Rob is back. Trucker Rob, of course, had a little incident, you know, nothing that he can't handle, that's for sure. So he kind of laid up for a little bit, but Trucker Rob is back. That's the great news of the day. So, and Trucker Rob will be appearing probably as Pablo, okay? So we'll see how that works out. Okay, so much to talk about. I just got to ask you one question about football, okay? One football question, and that is, in your opinion, in football, and not just fantasy football, but also just regular football, and I know that sometimes your football experience is correlated to the success of your favorite team, but would you rate this year as disappointing? Would you rate it as just another typical year, or would you rate this year as a more exciting year? Okay, so I'd just like to know how you would rate this year in fantasy football and also just regular NFL talk, okay? So that's the question for this morning. Would you rate it better than usual? Would you rate it the same? Or would you rate it a little down, okay? And I know that if you're a Giant fan, you're a little down. If you're a Jet fan, you're nowhere. So who the heck knows? So we'll see what happens. All right, so as the winter meeting ends, this will be our last winter meeting podcast, but it doesn't mean that all the other stuff is going to I mean, there'll be a tremendous amount of activity as, you know, as soon as the Chapman, as soon as the Aroldis Chapman thing broke, it seemed that everything stopped. Nobody knew what to do. All the momentum of the whole thing stopped, and the most interesting thing, and of course, right now everybody's talking about, okay, should we, everybody's talking about the fact that, you know, the, what am I saying? Everybody's talking about, I got so many things going on now, I don't know where I am. So just as I said on Facebook this morning, I'm taking, I'm looking forward to taking one step back, okay? That's right, and as I talked about yesterday, Eric, every team in the NFC East could finish 5-7, or something like that. It could be awful. So I would say, based upon my feeling, and quite frankly, I have kind of, I wouldn't say lost interest in football. Yeah, I'm somewhere. Thank you, Chacha. Just a little distracted. But it's just crazy, man. It's really crazy that I think this year I have no interest in watching the games. I just don't, and I'm the biggest football fan, going back to Jim Ringo, Fuzzy Thurston, Forrest Gregg, Rob Skowronski, Jerry Kramer, the whole offensive line for the Green Bay Packers, and with Max McGee. And all. I mean, look, I'm the biggest football fan you've ever seen. I used to drive to Pennsylvania when the Giants and the Packers and the Giants and the Bears played, and it was blacked out in New York. My dad and I used to go and get in the car and drive to Pennsylvania where it wasn't blacked out. So, yeah, big football fan. But somehow this year's just not getting it to me. So we'll see. We'll see. I think it'll bounce back. One of the most interesting things about the winter, I mean, this was a really, I mean, the Dodgers with their $3 million payroll, here's a couple of things that you may not know about the Winter League, okay? A couple of things. As Buck says, page cannot be displayed. Sorry. Okay, go to chat. I can't figure this out, okay? Okay, so once again, we're still having some problems everywhere you go. All right, now the Dodger contingent did something really interesting yesterday. At the end of the meetings, as they were all packed up and ready to go, and Michael Johnson has entered the studio, and let's all stand up and say something to Mike. Let's say happy birthday to Michael Johnson. Today is Michael Johnson's birthday, and we all honor Michael Johnson. A happy birthday to you, okay? No problems, Michael Johnson. So the Dodger contingent left the winter meetings without, and this is something that they traditionally do, they left without talking to the media, the local media. And that's something that every team has been doing for years. That's customary. When you leave the winter meetings, you address the local media. You may not have things to say, but you somehow figure out what to say. There's a big question. Did Dodgers not have the answers, or did they just didn't want to answer the questions? Did they not want to, or did they not have anything to say? And with the Chapman thing really killing, I can't even think of another relief pitcher they would go after. I thought it would be Justin Wilson with the Yankees talking about trading Andrew Miller. I thought maybe Miller might be the guy to go, but with trading Wilson, it's just not possible. All right, as we thank Cha-Cha and Eric and Nakahoma and Mike and all the guests who are probably identified as other people that just can't get in for some reason. You can't get in. I have no idea why, but it's not my day, okay? But it will be my night, okay? That's for sure. As we get things straightened out tonight at the first Christmas party of the year. Anyway, the point is that the Dodgers, not only did that happen, but some players were quoted as talking about Yasiel Puig as being the worst human on the planet. Yeah, the worst human on the planet. It's incredible that Yasiel Puig is now rated as a zero. And I don't even think the Dodgers could give him away. Apparently, he is so bad. And I also learned that not only is Jose Reyes and now, of course, Aroldis Chapman in trouble for domestic abuse, but Yasiel Puig could be in the same boat. Could be in the same boat. So it's really a big problem. Puig's value is at an all-time zero, and I just don't think the Dodgers. I just don't think the Dodgers know what to do. And of course, all this, and you combine all this with the fact that the manager, Dave Roberts, is a rookie, is never managed before. So it's just crazy. Everybody wishing Michael Johnson a very good, a very happy birthday, well-deserved, okay? All right, so the Dodgers in a lot. Where do they go from here? Hard to say where they go from here. I can only tell you that the Dodgers, no question, are the biggest losers of the winter meetings. And I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, Arizona, we talked about this yesterday. They did not overpay. They did what they had to do. Eric LaMarca said, this is going to be a good one. Let me read this out. A trade Puig to the Yankees. The Yankees organization, you know what? It used to be that way, Eric. You put on a Yankee uniform and all of a sudden you get into line. Now, Reggie Jackson didn't exactly adhere to that rule. Well, that was, but Billy Martin, and you got to wonder, that was all part of the chemistry. But yeah, they'll take him for Rhett Snyder. You think so, Cha-Cha? I don't know. I think the Dodgers have to do it. And I really even wonder, now that I'm reading a little bit more and talking to people a lot more about Yasiel Puig, I mean, people in the know, you know, I don't see Yasiel Puig face to face, but there's a pretty good chance that Puig If we would have been gone, then maybe Greinke would have stayed. So, you know, we've talked about that a couple of times. What do the Dodgers do? I do think the Dodgers will go out and grab a relief pitcher. Could be Drew Storen. Minnesota after Drew Storen. That we know. That's the latest hot flip on that. But the Dodgers are not finished spending their money. And there are still a number of free agent outfielders out there. And here's the other thing. Here's a trivia question for you. Let's see. I know I posted it yesterday on Facebook somewhere. Jason Hayward, okay, Alex Gordon, and Dexter Fowler. Three guys who are free agent outfielders in this year's class. The question is, they're outfielders, no question about it. They're free agents, but what do they have in common? What does Dexter Fowler, Jason Hayward, and Alex Gordon have in common? Okay, let's see who the smart guy is, okay? Let's see who the smart guy is. Now, with so many things ready to happen, as I said, Minnesota closing in, hopefully, they think it's hopefully, on Drew Storen, but who knows what Washington's going to do. Washington, by the way, has come out to be the mystery team for Jason Hayward, and the report has it, and I know you guys are going to go nuts over this one if you haven't heard this yet. The report has it I'm reading about Cespedes, but interesting article, okay? The report has it that, I forgot what I was talking about. I'm having a tough morning. I got instant messages coming to me everywhere. So anyway, the report has it that Hayward has a $200 million offer from the Washington Nationals. 10 years, $200 million. How do you walk away from that, man? How do you walk away? Washington is a team, and I'm not surprised, they have to reestablish themselves. They walked out of the Major League Baseball season last year in total disarray, okay? Absolute total disarray. The Washington Ball Club just had to reestablish their name, and of course with Dusty Baker there. So it's going to be interesting to see if that offer holds up. If not, of course, we all know that the Cubs are right there. Now, if the Cubs, here's the interesting thing, okay? If the Cubs manage to get Jason Hayward, and until yesterday they were fairly close, then I've been told that the next move the Cubs make is they take Jorge Soler and they trade him for a pitcher. Now, Cleveland, of course, is the main candidate, but there are other teams that would give up for a kid like Soler. Soler would go for a pitcher, okay, or maybe even Javier Baez. One of those two guys would go for a pitcher. So they sign Hayward, they trade either Soler or Baez for that pitcher, and then they get a center fielder by getting Ender Enciarte. That's right, who was just traded over to the Milwaukee, to the Atlanta Braves. Rumor has it that the Braves would love to flip Enciarte over to the Cubs. So the Cubs, with so much stuff, the Cubs are looking to sign Hayward. Then Soler or Baez gets flipped. And who knows? Who knows what happens, okay? Who knows what happens then? So the Cubs really positioning themselves. And when you see what the Cubs are doing, and they're not why would they give up on a young guy like Soler? Because defensively he's very poor, cha-cha. And I think if they could get a Hayward, who's tremendously would improve their defense. And then also, you know, they sign Hayward and they get rid of Soler. They get a pitcher. That's how they get pitchers nowadays. Not a lot of pitchers in the free agent market. And then they get the center fielder by trading for Enciarte. And the Cubs are pretty well set. And it's amazing that the New York Mets, who are in the same position as the Chicago Cubs, maybe not financially, but they're in the same position. The Cubs are dominating with their offense, and they're using their chips to come up and get a better team. okay? The Mets, who dominate in their ability. And Fantasy Phil has joined us. Good morning, Fantasy Phil. Wait till you hear what's going to come on the website probably tomorrow. Fantasy Phil and I did a show last night. It's a classic. It's great. The guy is awesome. The guy reminds me of Larry King. I mean, the guy's Fantasy Phil, a great interviewer. I mean, he just makes the interview so easy, and it just brings out the best in the guest. In spite of the fact that it was me, do I have a best? I don't even know if there's a best of me, but if there was, you might see it last night. So okay, anyway, so we'll see. 10 years for Haywood. It's crazy, okay? So absolutely crazy. Yeah, I know, 10 years, but he's only, what, 26? So maybe, really, how crazy is that? $20 million a year in the next 5 years? That'll be chump change, the way things are going. So Solar, we'll see. That's why they'll give that. They're not giving up on him, Josh. They hopefully will get a Salazar or somebody, a good pitcher. They're not going to give him away. That's for sure. All right, so the other player that they're talking about is Charlie Blackmon. That's right. They're talking about Charlie Blackmon to play center field. But who would the Cubs get? See, that's the thing. If Colorado's going to trade Blackmon, this is why some of these rumors are just bizarre. But the Nationals are also after Charlie Blackmon. All right, so we'll see what happens there. The Mets, but the Mets are not doing what the Cubs are doing. The Cubs are taking advantage of the fact that they have such a strength, and they're using it to make their team stronger. The Mets, with their strength, and of course they traded Jonathan Nease. That was a good deal because the salaries were even, so the Mets can do something else. But the point is that Bernard Spann, Parra, and Fowler, so the Mets are going to have their choice of one of these guys to help Lagares in center field. Anybody going to go big on Reynolds? Who's going to sign with Colorado? Mark Reynolds, the kid from who played for St. Louis last year. How many home runs do you think he could hit in Colorado? Okay, Mike Leake. Now, I still think that there's a sleeper team. Word has it that Arizona is close to signing Leake. That's right, Arizona, the team that signed Greinke and Shelby Miller. Word has it that San Francisco, that's the team. But I really think that the Dodgers are going to go ahead and get Mike Leake. Yep, absolutely Mike Leake. So yeah, by the way, during the interview, Fantasy Phil says he was wearing his Knicks shorts and his Lenny's Legion shirt. So that's a combination that we all have to see, okay? Absolutely. Wearing his Knicks shorts and Lenny's Legion shirt, that was something that we'll all love to see. Yeah, that's what I said, Lenny's Legion shirt. Okay, so here's the answer to the trivia question that nobody seems interested in answering, and it's un-freaking-believable. All right, here's the deal. The question, of course, was, I'll give you another chance to answer, Dexter Fowler, Jason Heyward, and Alex Gordon. All free agents, this is your last opportunity. What do they have in common? Okay, Mike Leake is signing, is as exciting as a Scott Engel interview. Good one. Bartolo Colon is going to sign with the Mets. Absolutely going to sign with the Mets. Fantasy Phil, you know the answer. You listened to the show yesterday. All right? Here's the deal. You know what they have in common? And this is fascinating. Jason Heyward, Dexter Fowler, Alex Gordon all have the same agent. So the agent, Casey Close, a very respectable agent, has now become the 31st general manager in Major League Baseball. That's right. They all have the same agent. Good guess, Fantasy Phil. Think about it. They know every offer made to Jason Heyward. They know every offer made to Dexter Fowler. They know every offer made to Alex Gordon. They're in a position. They're in a great seat to take care and make sure all their clients are taken care of. So pretty excellent job done by the Casey Close agency, as they are really, they're really kicking it and pretty good. So it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. And of course, with Heyward, as they say, that the Nationals, so they offer Heyward $20 million for 10 years. So my question is, and now it's rumored that they're trying to get Mike Leake. So with all that money, I ask you, my fellow Americans, why did they screw around and let Jordan Zimmerman go? I mean, does anybody understand? Does anybody understand that Jordan Zimmerman is actually a pretty good? Is actually pretty good. All right, it's unbelievable that it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But so Zimmerman goes to Detroit, who, by the way, has done a very good job on building that bullpen with K-Rod and this kid Wilson. Nice job by Detroit building that bullpen really quickly. So, you know, here's another thing just in. Brandon Phillips. Remember Brandon Phillips? So Cincinnati is kind of stuck now with Aroldis Chapman, all right? They can't. The Dodgers are not doing anything. So it's been said that Chapman is on hold. Now, there's no investigation. I don't know what's going on. There has not been an arrest. There have been different views of what really happened. And who knows? The whole thing may be, maybe nothing, all right? The whole thing may be nothing. But Cincinnati is in a standstill. Now they're looking to trade Brandon Phillips, my buddy, and Arizona interested in beefing up that second base spot. Aaron Hill was there, Nick Ahmad was there, Chris Owings is there as a shortstop. So they're looking to trade Phillips, and Arizona is popping up as a potential landing spot for Brandon Phillips. Of course, today also the Orioles are signing Darren O'Day, Darren O'Day has gotten more play than anybody this year. The Dodgers also joining the fray, and that's my word, but I see it's also on MLB trade rumors sometimes. Joining on free agent right-hander Johnny Cueto. John Heyman reports it's not clear exactly what's going on, but the Dodgers are stepping up. They got to get that third pitcher. If they don't get that third pitcher, it's just bad, all right? So it's interesting. Yasiel Puig, there's an article that's coming out in Bleacher Report, and it interviews Adrian Gonzalez, and he talks in detail about Yasiel Puig. That should be a fascinating thing to read, because what I'm thinking is that Yasiel Puig is a big problem. Now there's a lot of talk about what happens. You guys, I know Eric Lamarck, a big Met fan. So Eric, I'm asking you the question, okay? If Yoenis Cespedes, if the Mets could sign Cespedes for 3 years, good move or bad move? All right, if they could sign Cespedes, Cha-Cha is still pumping Ref Snyder and Ackley, all right? Chapman to the Yankees. You know, Fantasy Phil, that was my deal. I thought that would have been a great move as the Yankees, with, of course, Betances and Miller. With the pitching staff the way it is, you get three closers. I mean, you don't have to go out and get that starting pitcher. Just add another dependable closer. Get that Drew Storen to pitch the seventh. Get the Betances and Miller backing them up. Have three guys. They traded Wilson. He was the number three guy. That's what I don't understand about that whole thing. I would take a shot. If you could get Aroldis Chapman, here's the big question of the entire winter meetings. If you could get Aroldis Chapman, okay, cheap right now, what would you be afraid of? You'd be afraid of the repercussions of the public signing somebody who committed some kind of an abuse to their female partner. Is that what you're afraid of? Does that go on every day? I don't condone it, all right, but if it's so bad, yeah, he'll go to jail. He'll, let the courts handle it, all right? I know Major League Baseball, and I'm not advocating, spousal abuse. Not at all. I've been abused more by my spouses than anybody, and I didn't complain. By the way, that happens too. The other way it happens, okay? So I know Cha-Cha, by the way, in a couple of months, will be signing up for spousal abuse. It's just part of the deal, But no, seriously, of course it's a big problem. It's got to be, it's got to be addressed. But is it the place of Major League Baseball? Is it the place? I mean, when you kill people in accidents because you have too much liquor, as happened in football, when you get into barroom brawls, when, you know, you're suspected of murdering people, you know, like, who's that linebacker from Baltimore? And, of course, he got away with it. You know, he's innocent, no question about it. But still, it's just so tough. It's just so tough. If I'm the Yankees or the Dodgers, I would just go ahead and say, look, under the heading of innocent until proven guilty, and there are a lot of different, you know, reports about what really happened, we will say, we'll take Chapman, we'll put him on the side, and we'll hold on to him. If he's guilty, we lose him. If he's innocent, well, give the guy a chance, okay? And let him go. But I would definitely, is it possible to get a divorce before I get married? Well, that's not really the question, Shasha. You have to look into your fiancé's history, okay? And here's the deal. Yes, as Phil says, it's a requirement. Here's the real question. I know I read in the paper about a couple of women who claimed that they killed their wife, who killed their husband accidentally. But it was an accident. And they go to court and they show that it was self-defense, it was an accident. Here's the real question, and they get off. Can a wife get off twice for accidentally killing their husband? Think about that for a second, all right? So it's something that I've thought of many, many times, okay? Can a wife get off twice for accidentally killing their second husband? I don't know. That's an interesting question. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that. All right, so let's see. We got the weekend covered. Don't forget, go to the website, and I'll tell you why. We got something special going on. Andy's, you know, Andrew's just trying to, you know, spruce it up, and we're trying to find the way. And certainly, we got to make it a lot easier for everybody to get in and all that stuff. But here's the deal: we got some great cup. Perry Van Hook, who is the commissioner of Tout Wars for the National League, he's what we call the SWAT, has come up. He'll be our correspondent for Arizona, the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, of course, Brandon Myers has come up with another wonderful article about the wonderfully talented Atlanta Braves and what they're going to be doing there. So go over and take a look at that. And, of course, if you haven't seen Cha-Cha lately, you got to. Cha-Cha is on fire, okay? So go take a look at Cha-Cha. And if you want to be the correspondent, I know so many of you have said that you wanted to be the correspondent. Now's the time, all right? Now, I just need a little tidbit, you know, whatever's on your mind. You know, you guys talk about it in chat rooms. Send something in now. Let's get it rolling. You don't have to. It's got to be fun. So if you can't do it now, we understand. But if you get a chance, let's get this thing rolling, and I guarantee you won't be able to stop. And here's the other thing. If you haven't put your entry in for the six outfielders who are signing as free agents, don't forget, entries end when somebody signs a contract, and that can happen. It's easy. I mean, simple. If you haven't put your entry in, do it now. I got a feeling Justin Upton is going to go pretty quick, and that will end all the entries for the contest, okay? And then, of course, I'm sure somebody will desire, you know, I'm sure somebody will decide that it's illegal, and there you go. Okay, so just to say a sincere thank you for everybody. Have a great weekend. Now, don't forget, if you want to try to do a podcast over the weekend, preferably Sunday, I know it's football day, but you're all out of the playoffs, so who cares? All right, but if you can, if you want to do the podcast on Sunday, just send me an email, lennymelnick@gmail.com. So far, not a lot of talk. And let's get ready to start our Lenny's Legions Baseball League. So if you have any ideas as to what you want to do, send me an email, lennymelnick@gmail.com, if you have an idea on how you want it to be formatted. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me today. We'll see you again Monday morning. And if you want to do a podcast over the weekend, just let me know.